wanted to take it a level further, and we wanted to figure out how can we make this something that people can participate in, right? Mm-hmm. And one of our design people over here was talking about how he looked at this idea of genetic ancestry through trying to get an idea about a baobab tree to go to Black family reunions. And, you know, then get them engaged in, you know, finding out the true origins of their family tree, right?
Right.
And I was like, and I think there's something deeper to that. And he wasn't able to get that idea off the ground. I was like, but I think there's something deeper than that. And there's a deeper cultural sentiment. And he's like, what do you mean? I'm like, so there's like a children's book called Under the Baobab Tree, right? You're familiar. And he was like, no. And I'm like, okay, well, let me break down what the baobab tree is. And we started talking about, you know, just like little details as to African tree of life. They believe that there's a lot of different stories about how the gods turned it upside down so the roots look like they grow towards the sky now, and that's why the branches look the way they do. That people buried their dead in front of the baobab trees because they believe their souls went into that and continue to watch over them. And I said, you know, with that idea, on top of the fact that the baobab tree has like 3,000 uses, and from medicine to a meeting place to everything like that, they're incredibly long lived for over 2,000 years. I said, there's this idea of ancestral reverence that we have within the Black community, and not only just ancestral reverence of, you know, respecting the people who come before us and knowing that the ancestors are looking back and down on you, but also knowing that because of the sacrifices and everything that they went through, that you have a responsibility that's deeper than just to you.
Right.
Because of what they did, you have to find a way to do better for everyone else and bring them along with it. You have to give back within our community. It's
right.
not...
Right.
It's not a choice. It is a responsibility. And that was the insight that we got to just from that conversation with that brainstorm and us sitting there and saying, you know, I think there might be something deeper to how we represent that.
Yeah.
And the baobab tree could be a symbol of that ancestral reverence and then the need and desire to have to do more for the community because of that.
Wow.
And so that's how we ended up getting there. But it was a little bit of a journey. And we started off in one area, and then just through the conversation of that brainstorm ended up with this, and then we went through several iterations of how to bring the baobab tree to life.
Right.
And one day we were sitting around, and Dominique, who was my partner, came up with this idea. She was like, what if we looked at these lights, right? Because they're, you know, like the LED lights, because we had several ideas of how we could make that piece downstairs.
Uh-huh.
And some of them were like complex sculpting, and we're like, look, man, we only got a couple weeks to get this done. How are we gonna get this done?
Right.
And we ended up landing on the LED light sculpture idea, and RBG colors being reflected in the background through the thread and all of that, because it's like, you know, threads through history and the yarn. And so when you look at the thread in the back, that was intentional to be representing the threads through history that are ultimately encased in that too.
Yeah.